This is a Pledge Drive edition of This American Life. Myra Glass. Congressional hearings, of course, have been big news during this presidency. I don't know, maybe they always are. But there was a moment in a story a few weeks ago that gave me the sense of what it is like in the room. And maybe what it's like now in Congress always. And it was a thing like I kind of knew, but I didn't really know what it felt like or what it was like to experience. One of our producers, Zoe Chase, did this story. She was reporting on a hearing, and it was not a big, famous-y hearing. Like, TV cameras were not at this hearing. It was a hearing of the House Judiciary Committee, and it was earlier this year, just a couple months ago. And the Democrats are newly running that committee. You know, they're in the majority in the House, and they can kind of push through anything they want in the House. And in this particular hearing that, again, didn't get real news coverage, they were discussing whether to authorize a subpoena for the former acting attorney general, who was actually scheduled to testify, but they didn't know if, in fact, he was going to come and answer all the questions. And the subpoena would force him to do that. And of course, okay, we all know how the Democrats and Republicans fight over every single thing all the time. But I have to say, in this context, it was really amazing to hear it play out in this setting where they were like fighting down to the atomic level with each other. Like, nothing is too small for them to fight about. And like, I'm not even going to play you the first part of the hearing where they're sniping at each other over like this and that. Let's just pick up in the middle. Again, remember what this hearing is about. The hearing is about whether they should authorize a subpoena to compel the former acting attorney general to answer their questions. Here's Zoe Chase.
There's arguing back and forth about whether waving a subpoena around is too rude for someone coming in voluntarily and what's the precedent. Here's Nadler sparring with Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, who loves a fight. Big defender of the president.
The issue is if he refuses to answer legitimate questions. That is why we want the subpoena.
How do you know that until he comes tomorrow and he said he's coming?
Sir, I'm speaking. We don't know that. He hasn't told us what he will do. We asked him. He refuses to say what.
Mr. Chairman, that's actually not accurate. He has told you what he's going to do. He said he's going to be sitting at that table tomorrow morning.
No, he hasn't told us about answering questions.
Finally, after arguing against the subpoena for a while, the Republicans changed tack and offered an amendment to it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have an amendment at the desk.
You have an amendment at the desk?
The clerk reads the amendment.
Beginning on page one, after acting Attorney General Matthew G. Whitaker, and before to secure his appearance, insert the following, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
Here we go. If you're getting a subpoena anyway, get one for Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General. Lots of Republicans can't stand him and think he's out to get the president. So their amendment is basically, you Democrats want the guy you don't trust at the Justice Department to testify. Well, then we want the guy we don't trust to come in at the same time. The argument that follows is so small-sized, but they all throw in so hard, which is normal here. Just stay with it for a second. The Democrats' response is led by David Cicilline from Rhode Island. I come to think of him as Nadler's pinch hitter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would argue that this amendment goes beyond the scope of the resolution before us.
The Democrats knew this amendment was coming. Nadler's team already set up Cicilline with what he needs to knock it down.
His addition to this resolution is not germane. It expands the scope of this for the individual charged with the oversight of the Department of Justice, and therefore I ask that you rule it out of order.
Germaine is a legal term, and once it's released in here, it's like a swarm of bees. Republican member Biggs argues back.
Because under the rules of any parliamentary body, this group determines what's germane. This group determines what's germane. We're going to vote on germaneness in just a second.
Another Republican, Louis Gohmert from East Texas, he jumps in, like not only is Rod Rosenstein germane.
It is extremely germane. You
can't be germaner.
It's as germane as it gets, so let's be fair.
In any event, the Democrats have the votes to do what they want. Nadler rules the amendment not germane. The Republicans appeal. Democrats immediately table the appeal, swat it down, in other words. They finally vote on the resolution to authorize the actual subpoena. And it is authorized, obviously, by a party line vote of Democrats. This entire show, the whole hour of debate, it was a fait accompli from the beginning.
Sorry, Chase. So can I say there's just something about the unrelentingness of this, like both sides and how they are. And for that story, to make that story, Zoe spent weeks watching the politicians and their staffs behind the scenes and recording, talking to them off the record. And I'm not even playing you any of that part of the story, but that is in her full story. And all of that was an attempt to get inside this place that most of us never get that close to, and show what goes on and what's motivating people and how they think about what they're doing, with the kind of like close-up intimacy that just comes with radio. That's like part of what the radio medium does so well. I like working on these stories at my job because I like hearing stories like this. Like, I think these should exist. I'm glad they exist. It's exciting to me when Zoe gets inside a place like that. If you feel the same way, if you want people out there trying to bring you into these rooms over the radio, well, there's a way that you can play a part in making it happen. An important way, actually. Here's how you pledge.